And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show going for today. Pete Gray is out of the studio today, but man, are we going to have some fun. We have John Ireland, the man from Rancho Leonero in the beautiful East Cape, in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking fishing, talking fun, and talking about the East Cape. And we want to hear from you. It's going to be a great show with two action-packed hours. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now, with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As we said, Pete Gray not going to be joining us today. He's off having a great time with Lolly. But, man, are we going to have a great time in the studio, because we got the man, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. And, John, this is one of the easiest shows of the year that I do, because I don't think that there's a place that I enjoy being more than the ranch. And it is very easy to talk about that place for the next couple hours.
Thanks,
good morning,
Rick.
Buddy.
Good morning. Good morning, Rick. Thanks. Yeah, of course, I love the ranch, too. In fact, as soon as I'm done here with the show, I'm heading for the airport and hopping on an airplane and heading back down. It's a beautiful time of year, you know, spring. The hotel just opens up the 1st of March, so we've been open now for just about 5 weeks now. And business is good, and fishing hasn't been too stellar yet. All the conditions are normal as they can be for a normal year, which we haven't had in 3 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, which is normal.
So, yeah. So, it hasn't, the fishing hasn't been as good as we had hoped, but it's going to be picking up at any time, I'm sure.
Maybe not a quantity thing, but some really stellar quality catches out of the ranch.
That's been interesting. Big fish.
Yeah.
Big fish, not very many, but the fish we are picking up are quality. 97-pound wahoo.
That was crazy.
A couple yellowfin in the 100 pounds. So we're talking about that sheep's head that in the 30-pound range, which is unheard of. We never had a sheep's head down there. Some odd fish. And water temps now is 72 to 74 degrees, which is pretty spot on normal for this time of year. And I expect it to kick in and get back. And it's fishing, and like I say, this being the first really return to a normal year, I think there's some adjustment going on
with
the water temps and all that. That said, this last week, we've had quite a few wahoo and yellowfin are finally kicking in.
Exciting news about the wahoo. I know we talk about all the time in the show, and I talk about a lot in the shop. That's probably one of the questions that I hear, you know, outside of the radio show, people coming into the tackle store, I really want to catch a wahoo. That's
number one.
That's such a bucket list, or, you know, want to knock it off the hit list of fish that people want to catch. And
that question, what will my wife do at the ranch? Those are the big two. When do I come to catch the wahoo?
Yeah.
And the truth is, you just never know. The wahoo are there when they're there, mm-hmm. Throughout the year, on and off. They'll normally, when they're around, stick around for a month at a time. And last year we had probably our best wahoo year ever. We didn't have the size of fish we'd had in some of the past years, but there were a lot of 40, 50, 60-pounders taken, a lot of them last year.
People ask that all the time. What's the best lure to try and catch a wahoo with? I mean, I know you've seen it all in marlin lures and probably marauders and rapalas and everything else. If you had to pick one thing to try and knock that wahoo off, what do you think that would
be? Well, I got to tell you, they've cost me thousands and thousands of dollars in marlin lures over the years.
I'm trying
to think how many, literally thousands of dollars from biting off.
Sure.
Monofilament. I think the Rapala is worth best for them. I like the CD18 Rapala.
Okay.
That's the one I use. And I use the silver with the red head.
Okay.
That's my favorite. And I'll drop it down way back behind down the prop, that or a cedar plug. That's my play normally. And that's what I picked up most of the wahoo I picked up on. And this past year, that's what almost all the wahoo have been picked up on. As well, that or they'll get picked up on the marlin. We'll be out in the trolling for marlin, and they'll get picked up on a marlin lure. Then it's about a 50-50 whether you can be able to boat the fish because they bite right through that monofilament.
I know we've had a lot of times trolling ballyhoo for striped marlin, at the ranch, and then you wind the ballyhoo and he snipped perfectly in half as well.
Oh no, yeah, they unbelievable mouth on them. Unbelievable mouth. They'll go through anything. I've never had a fish break hooks like they do.
Really?
I've had a half a dozen hooks over the years that they just snapped right off of the shaft.
That's a cool fish.
And then Mustad wants them back, right? Of course. I said, of course you do. Yeah, I'm going to put them up on the wall. We actually had one break on a marlin, on a blue marlin. I was fishing with the Texans, my partner. And then on the marlin tour, I literally broke the hook right off
just
the
big
shaft.
Game style heavy duty hook.
Yeah, make good hooks. Wow. You know, it just it shows you the forces that are going on with some of the big fish. But the wahoo on the strike, boy, they really hit hard on
that initial
strike. They're fun fish.
That's awesome.
A fun fish.
So now the ranch is open, like you said, from from the period you kind of shut down in the wintertime. Anything that was cool that we'd expect to get to see coming down to the ranch that is new for this year?
Well, we improve every year. I put back into the ranch. That's my deal. At least $100,000 in renovations of some sort. This year we did new bathrooms in rooms 1 through 12.
Sweet.
And what else did we do? We did the kitchen. We bought a whole bunch of new kitchen stuff. We put in a new shower down on the beach. We added a boat.
Nice.
Yeah. But the bathrooms really came out. The rooms 1 through 12, if anybody's familiar with the ranch, all those have a new redone bathroom. So that's pretty cool.
I know that it's my favorite place in the world, and we talk about it all the time. But for people who haven't been down to the ranch, give us a kind of description. It's not what people probably think that haven't been there, this big mega place. I mean, it's so quaint and just... we love it.
It's
so
different.
Much.
It's different. It's unique, you know.
It's very unique.
It's like a lot of the hotels used to be way back. The old style fishing resort, fishing lodge, and most everybody else has now morphed into they want to be a Hyatt or a Hilton, And I've tried to keep the old flavor. What I've tried to do is I get the same comment all the time. Don't change it.
Yeah.
So I try not to change it. I try to improve it.
Sure.
You see? And let's keep everything the same. But we've done a lot of things like, we've got a commercial laundry in there that we didn't have. So consequently, all of our sheets and our towels are of high quality. And that kind of stuff really makes a difference. And over the years, we put in all new beds. Over the last 5 years, we've all the split air conditioners with thermostats. We're always working on it. In fact, we put new doors on rooms. There's 12 rooms we put new doors on this year. Most of the bungalows.
And it's only 30-some rooms.
34 rooms.
That's
yeah.
it. That's yeah, it. And that's as big as it is. And it's the best thing. When you first come through the big archway and come right through the little reception area, and it's just, you feels like you're back at home.
It is. The bartenders truly do. It's like Cheers, but it really is. The bartenders do know almost everyone's name, and everyone, all the guests know each other, which is really unique.
Yeah.
And a lot of, more often than not, groups of people come down at the same time, meet each other down there, and then plan their trips so they can come every year. We're really lucky. We have a high return rate of 95% return rate, which is about as good as it gets.
You're right that it's uncommon for strangers to become buddies and so easily as when you do come at the ranch. You come back from fishing, you grab your shower, you come up to the bar, and it's open, and everybody's BSing about what they caught and what they didn't and their big one that they lost, and it's just
size-related.
Yeah.
A lot of it's size-related, and the ranch is a big place. You know, we've got 2 miles of private beachfront, so the hotel sits right in the middle with a little 34 rooms, and they're all spread out, so even when the hotel's full, you never get the feeling that you're jammed or anything. It's by design. And that also carries over to in the morning when you're getting on the boat. You know, we're sending out at the most 20 boats versus 60, 70 boats for some of our neighbors. So the chaos is going to be proportionate.
The other thing that's so cool is how much you guys just take care of everything. You just don't do anything. All the food, the fare that you guys offer is fantastic, and it's just... it's such a unique place to go where as soon as you're there, as soon as that plane lands and your ride starts, you just don't, there's just nothing that you need to worry about.
It's easy.
It's very easy.
It's really, really easy. You know, if the only communication we really have with outside is everybody's cell phone, of course, works down there now if you're on AT&T, but we've got the Wi-Fi. But besides that, there's really no contact with the outside. And a lot of people go down to recharge their batteries just for that reason.
It's my favorite.
Just to relax. And you know, even with the meals, you know, you have a buffet and a couple things to pick from at night, and lunch and dinner, you can order whatever you want. But there's very, very few decisions to make. Just hang out.
Awesome.
You know? Once you get off that plane, you know, and the van picks you up, it's pretty easy.
By
design, though. We want everybody to just... relax and not have to worry about anything.
And it's so close. That's the thing is if you're in a stressful situation, it's an hour and 45 minutes from just about anywhere, you know, and next thing you know, you're in the Cape and stress just melts off.
It really is tropical. For as close as it is, you know, an hour and 40 minutes, like you're saying, 45 minutes from the airport over, it really is. You're in the tropics, you know, and the water temps, you know, up to 90 degrees in the summer, and with that reef in front and everything, it's as tropical as anywhere you're going to go in the world.
I love it.
Yeah, and 2 hours from San Diego.
The boat fleet at the ranch is very unique also, too. My favorite thing to do, and I know you guys offer everything, but my favorite thing to do in the East Cape is Super Ponga fishing.
We have a huge number of clients that do nothing but ponga fish. It makes sense if you think about it. There's people that when you're on the cruiser, you've got a captain and a deckhand, and they do almost everything for you, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
But that also includes baiting the fish a lot of the times, doing almost everything. When you jump down in that super ponga with that captain, you're part of the game.
Yeah, you're part of the crew.
Because either you're putting the lures out, or you're driving the boat
exactly.
Right out of the gate. One of the two, just for start. So you're in there. So you're baiting your own fish, and there's just a lot of people that want to catch their own fish, that want to be that involved, and don't want things done for them. And it's more like your boat at home.
And for inshore fishing, you're quiet. And I know all of the pongas at Rancho Los Narrows, Yamaha four strokes. I mean, you're stealthy, and you're just so much more part of the action on the Super Ponga.
Yeah, you can go anywhere you want inside. And we've got some really hot captains, too.
Yeah,
we're real proud of our captains. Yeah, Yosantos and Jorge And we've got Alonzo. These guys are all hot, hot fishermen.
And really, the beauty of where you're situated in the East Cape is Ponga doesn't limit you to any, you know, I mean, the fishing's close.
Yeah,
you know, that's the
thing.
Even when you're offshore tuna fishing, you're always in range from that boat.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite.
No, the Pongas will go anywhere that the cruisers go. And I'm sometimes amazed. We'll be way outside, you know. We'll be 40 miles off, and you'll turn around and look, and they'll be laying arrow 8, you know, putting right next to you. And they're all open and everything. They're a good safe boat. And like I say, they're all our motors are within 3 years old. We've got all new good equipment. We've got accurate reels on the boats. We pride ourselves in really taking good care of the guests. That said, the Super Pongas go anywhere the cruisers go. They're a lot less money, so a couple guys, rather than rent a cruiser, can rent two Super Ponga apiece and compete with each other, two guys that are buddies. And
that's
a lot
cool.
of times, yeah, and two people or three people are real comfortable on a Super Ponga as well, but like you say, they're by far our most popular boat.
I would think so, too. And they're nice. That's the other thing, too. It's not, you know, some people in their mind might have this envision of an old Ponga. That's not the case. I mean, they're comfortable, and they're, you know, this is not, they're Super Pongas. It's not your old school beat down.
We redo them every year, believe it or not.
We
re-glass the hulls and repaint them every year because we have to push them around on the sand. And after a year of pushing them back and forth on the sand, literally almost sands the bottom, you know, so that we redo the hull on them and repaint them every year now. So it's like getting a brand new boat every year.
Well, it's my favorite and certainly one of the most favorite places to travel to, and so much great stuff to talk about regarding Rancho Leonero. And if you want to talk to us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Going to be a great show on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And if you want to join us, there's two ways you can do so. And first of which is on our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking Rancho Leonero, talking local fishing, talking bluefin, talking all kinds of fun today, we have also got such an awesome prize for one lucky caller. At the end of the show today, how about this? One person is going to have a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses at the end of the show today. It's the What's Up frame. It's a great pair of Maui Jims. It's a matte black wood grain frame color. It's got the neutral gray lens, which is certainly the most popular lens from Maui Jim. It allows for the highest light reduction and rich color and very good contrast. It's a super thin glass material. They're as light as you would expect a pair of polycarbonate lenses to be, but in glass. It's a really, really nice pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, a couple $100 value for one lucky caller. And again, if you want to get your chance to talk to John and your chance to win those awesome Maui Jims at the end of the show today, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, hey, it's time for the Newport Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 44 years as the premier yacht show in the West in the beautiful Newport Beach, which is, let's face it, the ultimate location for big boats. You get to spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. They got more than 200 boats, including trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sports fishers, sailboats, and more. And you're going to find a wide range of new products and services that help make owning your big boat more enjoyable. It's April 27th through the 30th. 30th at the Lido Marina Village, rain or shine, Thursday, noon to 7, Friday and Saturday, 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and then Sunday, 10 to 5. Admission is just $15. Kids 12 and under are always free. There's going to be discounts for active military and, big news, free off-site parking and free shuttle service. So check it out. It's the Newport Beach Boat Show. For more information or to purchase your tickets, go to NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. For yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed. The only line that's still open. If you want to get through, talk to John and have your chance at winning a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Is our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Somebody is going to have a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Well, John, the phones are packed. We're going to jump right into it and start it off this morning with Paul, who's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Paul, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning. The question's for John.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. What type of packages do you have price-wise? Like for, an average Joe that just really doesn't have much money all the way up to, you know, the guy that doesn't mind spending the cash. What do you offer? What are your different packages?
Well, it depends on the time of year when you come down. We've got standard rooms all the way through the beachfront bungalows. So the prices vary quite a bit, actually, per person. Well, we can put together any kind of package you want. It the amount of time you fish and the number of guys with you. I suggest if you're looking for a bargain, is come down with two buddies, mm-hmm. and take a triple up on a room. All the rooms are plenty big, and then triple up on a super ponga, and you can fish literally every day. And it's going to cost you about $200 per head per day.
I'll tell you
for everything, and that's fishing every day too.
Having been lucky enough to work here and work with Pete and get to go to a bunch of cool fishing places, I'm certain. I am 100% certain there is not a more affordable and very good fishing destination as going to the East Cape. There just isn't.
It's a bargain, especially
no question.
Especially when, no offense, but when you compare it to Alaska, and they have it's tough what they do up there, and they're everything their fuel costs them three times as much and all that. All that said, we are a real bargain. We're a blue water fishing bargain like no other. And the food is very good, and the rooms are real nice. We have 2 miles of private beachfront. The hotel's dead center in the middle of it. Couldn't be a nicer spot. I like to dive myself. I like to snorkel. And this reef right in front of the hotel's got some of the best snorkeling on it, truly anywhere in the world. But the rooms, getting back to the rooms, 150 for two people, 150 a day to 300 a day for two people, your meals included. That's what it varies, depending on the type of room and the time of year.
And the beauty of it is, like you say, it's so close and easy to get to. And boy, with the options of flights nowadays, I know Alaska out of San Diego still being certainly my favorite way to get down there, but so many flights and so many different options.
Polaris.
And you were the one that nailed it. You said it a while ago that as soon as the competition for that flight increases, the fares drop. And that's exactly what's happened over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's much, much less money now to get down. It was for a couple of years ago because it was just Alaska for a while. Now we've got Southwest, Spirit, and Volaris. And Volaris is really the sleeper of all of them, you know. Going out of Tijuana, it's easy, much easier than you might imagine. They have parking. It's $12 a day for the parking. You park right at the border. You walk across.
On the U.S. side.
On the U.S. side. That's on the U.S. side. Good security and all that. You walk across the bridge, and you're at Tijuana Airport. And it's even easier coming back because they've got a bridge that's just at baggage claim. It's to U.S. There's a door that says to U.S. exit, and you go right through the doors and up across a bridge, maybe a three-minute walk, and you're through U.S. Customs and in the United States.
It's faster than
Limburg.
That's what I was going to say. Dallas and I fly Volaris most of the time coming back because you just can't deny how inexpensive it is. And I'm sure when it's busy, when there's a big plane that comes in, it is faster to go from your plane landing out the door and on the road out of Tijuana using the cross-border express than it is to go through anything else.
It's lightning fast. And again, keep in mind that the agents that are there are just for people on the airplane.
Yeah.
And they don't have that many people coming international out of Tijuana, so there's never any line. It's a great way to go. My employees use it, and they fly without reservation. So if they just walk in and their seat's available, it's $75 each way.
$75.
That's what they pay, yeah.
Awesome.
Isn't that crazy? Paul, like I said, there's awesome. I can assure you there's not a better value than going to the ranch. Food's included, fishing's inexpensive, the rooms are awesome, the experience is just killer. I couldn't say enough good things about it.
What's the food like?
The food's good, Paul. I eat there every meal myself. I really do. It's good. It's good home cooking. It really is, and plenty of good food.
I know you might sound like the advertisement thing, but I can back it up. You know, and every time when you see there, John's in, you know, having dinner with the guests and hanging out. And
well, go to TripAdvisor. You know, they're a tough critic, as tough as they are out there. Ever since they've been they've had the certificate of excellence for the last 6 years now. We've attained it. Yeah, we're 4.5 stars, and we do. You have to keep in mind, we don't just bed you. You know, we feed you, we fish you, we dive you, and everything else. So there's more opportunities for screw ups. So we're real proud of our high rating with TripAdvisor, and the food is good. I'm there myself, so you can come after me if it's not, Paul.
You said something about TripAdvisor in the past too, that you know, not only do you get such a prestigious rating, but you're not just in the East Cape, you're lumped in with everybody in Cabo. So
yeah.
you said earlier, people are trying to be Hyatts and Hiltons. Well, you're going up against those same guys and still receiving the highest.
Yeah, my competitors, my friends, they're number one in Los Barriles and number one in Buena Vista. I think we're number 26 in all of Cabo. That's out of 600 hotels.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's for
and
sure.
And that's Palmilla and Ventanas and all the high-end guys. So, yeah, so we're doing okay.
Paul, you're going to love it.
Yeah, Paul.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. The thing, too, you know, is when you talked about that the Volaris flight, so inexpensive and so easy. I mean, just think about that, what it is. Paul wanting to go down to the East Cape. You can hop on a plane for $75, and an hour and 45 minutes, you're into paradise. A couple hundred bucks. It really is the type of thing that you can do for a long weekend. You know, you got a stressful
People
thing.
People do.
Yeah, I mean, it's
People
it's
do.
So
People
fast
People come
and
down
easy.
4 or 5 times a year. It amazes me. You know, the people that will, like I say, same individuals 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
They do long weekends. They'll do 3 or 4 days, you know, and fish 2 days, 3 days, you know.
That's my favorite.
And catch a lot of the fishing. Yeah, we're lucky we have a lot of dedicated guests.
It's not the type of thing where you know, you need to recover from your travel when you get home and take some extra days off. And
no, just the opposite. In fact, I tell people, a lot of times people will come down and they want to mix up Cabo and the East Cape. And you know, it's wild and wicked over in Cabo and some fun, for sure. But I always suggest that, hey, look, if you're going to do it, go over to Cabo first. That way you'll go home. You won't go home sick. If you go to the ranch first and then go to Cabo, you'll go home not feeling well. You get a chance to recover if you come to the ranch.
That's good advice there.
Second half of the trip if you're going to mix them, for sure.
Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Jeffrey, who's calling us from Congress this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I have a couple questions for John.
Sure, Jeffrey.
And I also have a comment for you, Ricky, and everybody that likes to fish.
All right, buddy.
The first one for John is have a lot of people that come from this side of the border from the U.S. down to Mexico and spend a few dollars. And with our new president that we got that's about as predictable as a bluefin tuna, I would like to know if the hotels and other people involved are interested in running a tally on the actual amount of money they spent instead of having it all lumped together like Ken Franken said that it was $1.7 billion spent between California and Mexican California.
Are you talking about
spread up and they could have a way of running a tally on that.
Are you talking about tourism or are you talking about commerce? Are you referring
to the tourists that come down to the ranch?
They have exact numbers, and every year Cabo in particular has huge growth.
Sure.
Huge growth. I'm not sure about the exact numbers, Jeffrey, but I can tell you, there were, when I first went to Cabo in 1979, there was 6,700 people in Cabo County.
Get out of here.
Now there's 370,000. So it kind of gives you an idea how it's grown. That place is really, really growing. So tourism is a big deal down there. And the Mexicans are doing everything they can to protect it. And they love people coming down from California and the United States, and they're certainly not doing anything to alienate them. And, It's interesting now, the politics with NAFTA and everything else, to see what's going to happen. But so far, the Mexicans have all they want to do is take good care of the tourists and not lose the business.
Exactly. Jeffrey, appreciate the phone call. I can tell you one thing. They're never going to have a problem with you coming down, flying in, staying, having a great time, spending your money down there. You're always going to be welcome.
Why wouldn't you be? But that said, they really are aware that tourism is their income, certainly for Cabo San Lucas, and that's why it's so popular. They do take good care of the tourists, and it is safe. It's especially on the East Cape.
We get the question a lot about safety, and I think that it's beyond proven how safe it is. But still, you hear it all the time here at the shows and things like that. Safety. I'm worried about family. Worried about wife.
Every once in a while, there'll be a shooting, and it's always them shooting each other, and it's always drug cartel related. Never tourists are involved, you know, and that's the difference between, I think, going to Europe or somewhere where they're actually targeting tourists,
sure,
you know, with some of the terrorists and all that. It's safe as it can be. And on the East Cape, gosh, nothing ever happens over there anyway. I mean, you know, it's nice and lazy and just the same as it's always been.
Shouldn't say this, but, I mean, it is the case. Like, I don't think I've locked my door ever when I go there. I guarantee you when I left my house this morning, I made sure the door was locked. And when I'm at the ranch, you don't even think about it.
No, I do the same. I leave my keys in the car and everything. It's bad. I should be a little more careful. And then if I say it on the radio, then somebody invariably comes after me. You shouldn't be saying that on the radio.
But it's the truth. I mean, it's not a safer place. And the ranch is so off on its own. There's only one way in. There's only one way out. You have got somebody watching over the place the whole time. I don't think there can be a safer place to go and spend time.
We've got cameras now in there, and like I said, we've had no reason actually to put them up, but we have cameras all around the property now. When you come in and you come out, there is only one entrance in and out, and you go through a guard check with a guard there and check in and take your license number. But and we do have 2 miles of beachfront that we control that are our own, so we don't have the problem with the vendors and some of the stuff that you're going to get over in Cabo where it's busy.
No doubt about that. Hey, Jeffrey, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Again, if you want to get through our local line, completely packed up solid, but we do have toll-free number open if you want to get through. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Rodney, who's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Good morning, Rodney. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Sunday to you.
You too, Rodney. Good morning.
Hey, my question is for John. Traveling down to fish with you, do you guys have rental rods and reels? Or I know it's kind of the regulations have changed somewhat with taking reels on the plane and whether you have to pack them in your walk-on or, you know, your checked-in baggage. And with rods and stuff, it'd be a lot easier just to run down there and fish with you guys if you had rods.
Yeah, we do. We have everything, and for that very reason, Rodney. Yeah, it's you never know for sure with carry-on what they're gonna not allow or allow. For sure, they won't allow a line on your reel. If you're gonna check it, that's allowed. They won't allow hooks, mm-hmm. and carry on. Well, they will allow unchecked. You're better off just coming down. We have everything. We're sponsored by Accurate, so we've got all Accurate rods and reels on the boats, and then we've got a wide array of spin casting gear for the beach. We've got everything down there, and for that reason, you know, now if you want to bring a rod tube, it's $50 each way. It's crazy, you know. It's not worth it, and we have very, very good equipment for that reason. So you don't have to bring. Literally, we have diving equipment. We've got paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We got everything you need down there.
Rodney, being a tackle guy, that's my, you know, thing, and, you know, can be snobbish when it comes to gear at times. I could tell you, no problems. I mean, the gear that they have is in perfect working order. It's high-end. It's plenty good.
We encourage people not to bring stuff down. It just costs them money for no reason. So, yeah. And we do have good equipment, Rodney. You won't be unhappy, for sure.
Hey, I appreciate the information on that.
You bet.
You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks very much. All right, how about next up, we talk to John Campbell, who's calling us with some information about the Yellowtail Derby. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys doing there?
Good morning, John.
East Cape. I love that place.
Not a better place in the world.
Yes.
So you got a big tournament coming up.
Thanks. The Yellowtail Derby is going to start next Saturday. 37 days of fishing, but... on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at the Valley High, we're going to have a kickoff party there and have Bob Hoos talking about yellowtail fishing. But we also have other fish in the tournament. We've got halibut, white sea bass, and tuna. And I know, Ricky, you and Neil caught some pretty good-sized tuna last year.
Yeah, there was some very good fishing last year. And the Yellowtail Derby is a very unique tournament. Like you said, it's over a month long, and you basically pay one time, and you're in it. And any time that you go fishing between the start and the end of the tournament, 37 days later, you're eligible, and weekly prizes and grand prizes and a whole bunch of fun stuff.
I couldn't have said it better, Ricky. That's right. You can join in on the tournament online. You can go online and enter that way, or you can come to the kickoff, or at several of the different locations around town. There's a application, so it's easy to enter. And we have I also send out leaderboards showing who the leaders are almost daily, because there's fish caught almost daily. So it's a lot of fun, and we have several new sponsors this year. Bay Park Fish Company has jumped in. They're want to get involved and help with all the juniors. Penn Reels, Costa Del Mar, and Soft Science, the new boating shoes and things have come aboard.
Well, that's really cool, John. What might somebody look forward to winning if they're the big champ, if they catch the big yellowtail for the Derby?
Get cash. And rods, reels, trips, so forth like that. And yellowtail is our prime fish, because it's the Yellowtail Derby, of course. And what happens with the winner of the largest fish, and Ricky, you know about this because you did it, we weigh the winner in. We put them on a fulcrum and on one end, and then we put cases of Ballast Point pale ale beer on the other until it evens up, and then the angler walks away with the beer.
So you win your win your weight in Ballast Point beer.
Yes, and it's the only part of the tournament you can cheat. Okay, you can put on weight belts, you can put on boots with the water in them. it's really colorful, but it's a fun thing. So we do it at the end of the awards. which will be on June 5th this year. They're right at the end of the awards, and nobody leaves because they want to see how many cases of beer the guy walks away with, a guy or gal. It's been won by a woman. The very first one was won by a woman. But it's really, really a lot of fun, and we hope that anybody that elects to jump in, it's open to everybody.
That's awesome, John. Well, I know it's a fun tournament. I've participated several times in the past. Really like it. Looking forward to participating again. Why don't you shoot us the information if somebody wants to join up, sign in the tournament? What does it cost, and how do we do it?
It's $80, and juniors are 40. That's up to 16. So you can join online. It's very easy to do. Or you can come to the pre-fish party at the Bally High, and we'll sign you up there.
And again, the Bally High pre-party is when?
It is the 26th of April. That's next Wednesday night.
All right.
Starts at 6.
All right, John. Well, appreciate it. Very much looking forward to the Yellowtail Derby. I hope it's a great success, and we wish you a good time for the tournament. I know I'll be in there again this year. Look forward to it.
Great. Thanks, Ricky.
Thanks.
All the best, guys.
All right, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Thanks for the update. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up, more of your phone calls, and your first opportunity at an open phone line, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. Your chance to talk to John and your chance to win in a brand-new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, we're very
very impressed with the whole operation of the Sea Keeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough. Sea Keeper's newest offering, the Sea Keeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Sea Keeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Sea Keeper.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Darren Smith, weekdays at noon on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today, the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. And let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Morning, good morning.
Brian. Good, good. Good show this morning.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Good deal. Hey,
easy with John.
Good, yeah, no doubt. Makes it real easy, I'm sure. Hey, another week up here with some tough conditions for us. You know, we still had some of that red tide remnant along the beach this week, and the water temps, they fluctuated pretty good this week. We had like 57 to 61, 62-degree water. Pretty much on the daily here, you know, all through the week, which definitely had its drawbacks for us. The half-day fishing, with that being said, has been kind of day-to-day. You know, if we can find the right color water and have it pair up with a little bit of current, you know, it's been fair with some calico bass and some sand bass action, you know, some quality sheephead and rockfish kind of mixed in. But again, you know, that streaky patches of red tide and whatnot, really, really, we had to fight it and really do a lot to kind of make things work on those trips. The local rockfish stuff, I'd say, that's probably been the better call. The current finally backed off from what it had been the last couple of weeks. You know, it had been racing downhill and made things real tricky. But finally it backed off, and the guys were able to get some good scores on that mixed bottom fish this week. And I'd imagine, with that being said, you know, the three-quarter day trips will still continue to fish this stuff until the water on the beach improves and warms up a little bit, or, you know, we find a little something offshore and something to develop out that way. Over at the island, you know, the Furies had some good fishing this week. You know, he continues to see some improvements over there as well. I think he was at Clemente yesterday. They had a sample of some yellowtail. I think it's some 8 to 15-pound fish, along with, you know, their bass, sheephead, and rockfish. And he's had some good fishing over at Catalina as well on his 5 to 5 trips during the week.
Nice.
So, you know, that's kind of what we got going on here. You know, we're hoping, you know, for a little help in the water this week. You know, it doesn't take much, as you guys know, these get these conditions all straightened out and you know, whatnot. So we'll see how this week plays out. But certainly from what I saw at the end of the day yesterday, you know, we got the good current. The water started to kind of move out, and it was 61 on our way home yesterday. So we're hoping that, you know, that's a sign of what's to come this next week. So give us a call up here. We'd love to have you out with us. Our phone number at the office is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And please, guys, again, take advantage of that Dana Wharf discount that you can find right there on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. 25% on a local trip. It'll give you a little discount code, and you take that code and you book online, and it'll save you that money on one of these local trips.
Great way to save some bucks to go fishing on the great boats at Dana Wharf. And what's our bait situation like, Willie? I know last week you were talking about how you guys had some, you know, great bait options there. Bait situation still doing good at Dana Wharf?
Yeah, you know, we just got a nice load of sardine. I'd say it's like a 4 to 6 inch sardine. It's good stuff. A little bit of mackerel mixed in it. And there's, man, the amount of bait that we've had along our little stretch of beach, too, has been tremendous. I know there's also been some guys, private boat guys, catching a few sharks and that stuff. But good bait. Great bait in the receiver. So couldn't ask for anything better.
Good sign for that. Lots of bait around. We just need the condition to straighten out and give you a nice consistent, some consistency for a couple of days. And that fishing
exactly.
Will snap right back around.
Exactly. That's it.
Right on, Willie. Well, great report as always. We sure appreciate it and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate that, Willie, very much. We're still waiting to hear from our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. So in the meantime, that's going to wrap up our catch report. And we want to remind everybody that sure appreciate all the great work that our friend Bill Varney has been doing on our email blast. And very cool email blast. If you just go onto the front page of our website, sign up for the email blast. The list is never shared. We don't sell it. We don't do anything. Just send you cool information about what's going on in Let's Talk Hookup and what's going on in the fishing scene. So Bill Varney, who also runs that great website, SurfFishTackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com. You'll find all the gear you need to help catch fish when you are surf fishing. They got tackle, they got information. It's a great website from our friend Bill Varney at surffishtackle.com. Hey, phones are wide open right now if you want to get through. 877-792-1090. There's one of those available, and there's a local line open. First time all morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me call.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning,
first,
Dan.
Question for John. Let's say I show up at the airport. Was my passport card going to work, or do I need my passport book? And how's the bait on the Super Pongas?
You need your passport, not just your passport card. What a lot of people are doing with just the passport card is they're using Volaris. They're walking across the border flying, and then they're using the card at the bridge in Tijuana, and that works. But if you're going to fly on Alaska, say out of San Diego or L.A., well, any of those flights, you're going to need your full passport for that, for sure, Dan.
Now, a passport card, it's good for land and sea travel, but not for air travel.
I'm not sure how it works. That, I can tell you that it doesn't. That the card doesn't work, and the only way it does work by air is when you walk across the
border.
Yeah, but
with Volaris, you're not taking an international flight. You're using your passport card to travel by land into Mexico, then now you're already in Mexico. You're taking a domestic flight.
Exactly.
So if you only had a card, you could go the Volaris route, but like you said,
so you have an option. But if you're going to fly out of the U.S., then you need your full passport.
And what about bait scenarios on the Super Ponga?
Well, we have we get bait. You know, sardine has been tough. Our sardine are actually flat pan fish, and for the last couple of years, it's been hard to get them. We've been using, of course, we get the Caballito, and we get right now we've got the good Sierra mackerel and some larger bait. We've been using a lot of squid too. We're actually when it's around, we're making it ourselves, but we've been buying it out of La Paz. And then we sell it along with the other baits at the pier, and that chunk is working as good as we can hope. Not quite as well as live sardine, but right out there when you're trying to chum fish up for the yellowfin and yellowtail. And
what about the ballyhoo? Is that still an option down there?
And ballyhoo. Yeah, we have ballyhoo every day as well. And ballyhoo's deadly on the billfish.
It amazes me.
It's amazing. Yeah, you troll them a little slower, and they work really, really well.
I got introduced to ballyhoo fishing and the East Cape, and it blew me away that they would pass up. I mean, they'll pass up just about everything else to go eat a dead ballyhoo.
Sometimes, including
a live dropback. You know, we've had fish come up in the spread. You put a live dropback right in front of them, and they'll slide right by it to go eat the ballyhoo.
It's interesting because early days of the East Cape, I've been down there a long time, as you know. Before my time, and I started in '79. Old Rancho Buena Vista, they used to use flying fish. Nothing but flying fish. Which is very similar to ballyhoo, and used to knock them dead. And then all of a sudden that died, and for many, many years it was just plastic. Everyone was using plastic. Then everybody started using ballyhoo again, and now there's a preponderance of ballyhoo.
Sure.
They work better. The ballyhoo works better.
To Dan's question, though, all those Super Pongas are outfitted with live bait wells.
Complete live bait system. You're not giving up anything going on the Super Ponga that you went on the cruiser. For live bait systems and all that. It's just what bait's available at the time.
That answer your question for you, Dan?
Got it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for that. Again, that does free up 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. The toll-free number, totally packed up, but that's your line. Local line, 858-457-1090. Let's continue on with the catch report. Talk to the man. Gundy Gunderson is on the line, our surf fishing guru. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going?
We're doing
hey,
great,
Gundy. How you doing, buddy?
how's that shore fishing down there?
It's been okay. You know, it hasn't been red hot. Just some roosters are starting to kick around now, and some nice pargo fishing. And ladyfish and Sierra. Same, the normal stuff for this time of year.
Have a crocodile and a long rod, and let's go.
There you go. The surface poppers are what seem to be working really well.
Really, that is the trend, definitely. Well, that's good stuff. Hey, we've had mixed bag here. Booming swell. We've had some roll over in spots, so a little uneven fishing this week. The bite was definitely off. Even, you know, we had some patches up north of red tide. We had some reports down south. And some of the guys even found some bird life and some sea lions up north on the beach. So I don't know, maybe a function of an intense red tide. You know, when you get that rollover, that cold nutrient-rich water comes up and you get sun on it, you know, you never know what's going to come together. But for the most part, the best stretch again this week was up north and down south. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing before the swell for halibut on the beach there, East Beach, Goleta, Graveyards. After the swell, the harbor was the ticket, kicking out short to just legal fish. They were throwing small big hammers, 3-inch big hammers, smelt pattern, and small X wraps were the key there in the bay on the sandbar there. Wiley's reported they held an uptown 30 yesterday. Very tough conditions, 8 a.m. high tide, booming swell, lots of junk in the water. Not a lot of fish, but a 2-pound, 1-ounce fish did come to the scales, taking off Point Magoo there on an MS anchovy pattern flash minnow. Big fish in Seal Beach reported tough conditions on the beach, swell, wind, dirty water, all the blame. Excellent fishing, however, in the harbor for bay bass and sand bass. I mean, these guys are talking some of the best bay fishing they've seen in years. Good numbers, good quality. Small pattern baits were best, 3-inch. Swim baits, flukes, and even some guys are throwing bomber A's, the crankbaits, over the eelgrass beds and doing real good on nice fish. Poor Dana Point, once again, Hogan's reported dirty water, red tide, rollover, 58 degree in spots, so those guys struggled. Oceanside didn't get the rollover. Better fishing in the Carlsbad Lagoon there, Carlsbad Beach, Leucadia, lots of perch on the grub, palm size to pound. Still good halibut fishing. They posted a 9-pounder and an 8-pounder in that 10 halibut derby. The 17-pound 10-ounce still rules the roost, and that's going to be a tough fish to knock off. But, hey, they give prizes for the first 5 places, so what the heck? You can beat an 8- or 9-pounder, right?
That's a pretty solid one.
That is. Off the beat, that's a terrific halibut.
That's awesome, Gundy. Well, great report as always. I sure hope you know how much we dig it. I mean, I love hearing the surf report. So complete, up and down the beach, lots going on, and always good, you know, like you say, sometimes when spots experience rollover, sometimes it's just as good to know where they're not biting as it is where they are.
That's it. And I enjoy doing it for you guys. And you guys have a good week, and nice chatting with you, John.
Nice chatting with you, Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy.
Too long, buddy.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, that is going to wrap up our catch report. We sure appreciate all the hard work for all the guys, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you. Phone lines are absolutely packed up, 858-457-1090 and 877-792-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Larry, who's called us from Santa Maria this morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, brother, where's the beef?
What's up, Larry?
How you doing, man?
Hey, good, Larry. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, John, I love your home. It's a beautiful place to be. Ricky, kudos to RC and the boys at the shop.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
They took very good care of me, man. I just got off the Queen. I'm at Topanga County Boulevard. I left at 5:57 from the landing. I'm already up here.
Nice. Oh, man. Right on.
Yeah. Fishing was really tough yesterday. We got like 3 blues, 1 bonita, and some yellows, and they had little baby yellows, little mamas.
Right.
So weather was good. Always the Queens, always a great crew with, you know, Gavin, Austin, Jared, all the boys, and Johnny. Hey, bro, I'll see you again. Just tell the boys, because I actually gave them a little sample of that beef, and you weren't there on Friday.
All right, Larry. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good trip, and, yeah, always good time fishing with those guys. And like I say, it sounds like fishing right now, as far as that local bluefin goes, too, they're that, you know, as we heard Captain Ryan Boston talk about yesterday, the volume is still very much there. In fact, even seeing more of that bigger fish than they had, but bluefin or being bluefin, John. You know how picky those things can be. They sometimes they're all show and not a lot of go, but we were catching better earlier in the week, not seeing nearly the same volume around, but catching it better. Now they're seeing twice the volume, but they're bluefins being bluefins, man. Sometimes they put their nose down and just don't give us the opportunities we want.
Well, the fishing's been awfully good up here for the last 3 years. Yeah. Everybody's gotten really spoiled. We don't have bluefin down by us, Rick. You know, we're yellowfin only in the Sea of Cortez.
Sure.
We don't have any of the bluefin. And it just amazed me how good the fishing has been up here with the warmer water over the last 3 years. And the yellowtail bite has been consistent for 2.5 years
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Right
through the year.
There hasn't been a month out of the year, and like you say, the last 3 years, where you couldn't go catch a yellowtail. I mean, it doesn't mean it's wide open every week, but right now there's plenty of spots on the coast where you know you could go catch a yellowtail.
That's darn good fishing for up here,
We'll take that for sure. Larry, again, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 29th, Rock Cod Rick will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 29th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Scott and BR, weekday afternoons at 3 on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh, but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.